So this is a story from the Bible about a boy named Benjamin. Benjamin lived in a really big family, and one night as he was laying on his mat trying to fall asleep, he heard his older brothers arguing with their father. And the father was saying, "You're going to have to go back to Egypt and try to buy some more grain. We've eaten everything you bought the first time, and everybody is really getting hungry. It's not raining, nothing's growing. I don't see any other solution except for you to go back and see what you can get in Egypt." And Reuben, the oldest brother, said to their father, "Okay, remember what we told you before. The guy who helped us there, Pharaoh's chief advisor, told us not to come back unless we brought all of the brothers. We have to take Benjamin, the youngest brother. Didn't come with us the first time, but that guy insisted we shouldn't even bother to come back unless we bring Benjamin." And the father said, "I can't bear that. It would be just too awful for words if something were to happen to Benjamin. I've already lost one son when he was young, disappeared without a trace, and all we had was those torn clothes to tell us that he had been eaten by wild animals. I just can't take the risk." And Reuben said, "Well, fine then, but we can't go without him." And so finally the father said, "Well, I guess there's really no solution. I'm going to have to let you go because otherwise we're all going to starve to death." And Reuben said, "I will take personal responsibility for Benjamin. If anything happens to him, you can blame it on me forever." Benjamin, laying on his bed, thought that he had never heard his father sound quite so sad, and he felt bad about that, but he himself was really excited, because when his brothers came back from Egypt before, they had all kinds of stories to tell, and he couldn't wait to see it for himself, go to the Pharaoh's palace and see all the amazing sights of Egypt. And when they got there, it was even more amazing and spectacular than Benjamin had imagined it would be. And this important advisor of the Pharaoh welcomed them and laid out a banquet for them and asked the older brothers all kinds of questions about the family and seemed just about to talk to Benjamin himself when suddenly he had to run out of the room. While the brothers were able to buy all the grain they needed, they loaded up their camels and they headed for home feeling really happy, like it had all been a big success. But they hadn't gone very far when suddenly they realized the palace guards were chasing after them. And they ran up and they said, "Stop! You have stolen the silver cup that belongs to Pharaoh's chief advisor." And the brothers said, "Why would we do that? Go ahead and search our bags. We don't have your silver cup." Well, the guards did search the bags, and they found that silver cup in Benjamin's bag. And Benjamin was terribly shocked because he'd never seen that cup before, and he certainly hadn't put it in his bag. Well, they all got dragged back to the palace, and the chief advisor came in and said, "This Benjamin is some kind of thief, and his punishment is going to be that he has to stay here with me and be my slave." "No," said Reuben, "please, you can't do that. Our father will die of sorrow if Benjamin doesn't come home. You can take me. I'll stay here and be your slave forever, but you have to let Benjamin go home." Well, all of a sudden, this big, important advisor to the Pharaoh started to cry loud. He was crying. He could hardly talk, and he said, "I'm your brother." "What?" said Reuben. And all the brothers suddenly were looking very confused and a little bit scared. "Yeah, I'm your brother Joseph," said the chief advisor to the Pharaoh. "Remember, you threw me in a pit and then sold me into slavery? But don't worry, I'm not angry with you. Because look, it turns out that because I'm here in this position, I'm going to be able to save you and our whole family from starvation. I want you to go get our father and get everybody who belongs to our family and bring the goats too, and everybody come down here and live near me, and I'm going to protect you and make sure that everybody has enough to eat." Well, the brothers were all standing there kind of frozen-like, and Benjamin was the one brave enough to walk forward, and he said, "I always thought you were dead. I thought you'd been eaten by wild animals. That's the story everybody tells." And Joseph said, "No, I've been here all along. But now our family's going to get to be together again." Benjamin and Joseph hugged each other, and pretty soon everybody was hugging and crying. They were so relieved and so happy that they were saved from the famine and that their father was saved from his sorrow, because all the brothers would be together once more. Benjamin could hardly wait to see his father's happy smile. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Okay? Sort of imaginary hand holding here with the people on the end. Dear God, we thank you that both in our sad times and in our happy times, you are always working for our good. We're glad to be here today to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.